The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear. And he keeps it way out of sight.
Oh, keep it swinging, Al. Keep it swinging.
When that shark bites,
yeah,
with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows, they begin to spread.
Quincy Jones,
fancy,
oh, man.
White gloves, though, has MacHeath, dear. So there's barely ever one trace of red.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, you got to stay with that. You get a chance. You know, one of these days, I'm just saying, I'm going to do a couple hours dedicated to the old man, Mr. Sinatra. Oh, wouldn't that be a good idea? Yeah, well, stay tuned, please, because I tell you, you got to stay with that song. Listen to it. He had the greatest musicians behind him. The Brecker Brothers, he had George Benson playing guitar, and Quincy Jones did that. And he took Bobby Darin's song, and he just ripped it up like nothing else. So much fun in a Quincy Jones arrangement. Good morning, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. A lot to get into. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's the final stretch. It's 6:07 on AM 970, The Answer. And it's great to have you with us. And Joe is here, and Al's here, Debbie's here, and we got a great show. I am going to jump. I will excuse myself, if I may, and jump on Maria Bartiromo's show on 6:40. 6:40 mornings with Maria. We're gonna talk about SNL and have fun. You know, I have such fun and such a joy and privilege to have the longtime friendship that I've had with Maria Bartiromo, thanks to the good folks at the Columbus Citizens Club, where we the foundation over there, where we just go and we do the Columbus Day Parade every year. So now they called, I guess it was late Friday, could you jump on? We'll talk about Saturday Night Live, which we will. I won't repeat it here, but it was, you know, we'll talk about it when we get there with Maria. But it's so that'll be at 6:40 on Fox Business. But you got to keep it right here. Would you keep it streaming? Streaming at AM 970, will you? Kieran Lawler is going to check in just a little while. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler and Joe DiGenova is going to break down all that's going on with this Hunter Biden situation. Very unsettling, because I am shocked how it doesn't get reported in social media, and how it doesn't get reported in the news, and then you'll hear me tell Maria that how does SNL not do a Hunter Biden sketch? How does that happen? So there's, it's all out there. And I went on a Twitter rant, excuse me. So I back up all the Twitters. It's a passive aggressive part of me. So I back up all my tweets that I think are vital. And one was from Professor Jonathan Turley, and he broke down exactly why this probably happened within the Biden family, why it happened. And Jonathan Turley very, very, very pragmatically and objectively breaks it down, because the main reason is, if it didn't happen, they would be denying it, a tooth and nail. And why doesn't the press just get a denial? Not even a denial from the Joe Biden camp. I mean, am I right? So, and if they're going to go after, and even on SNL, and again, listen, I have to, I try to, please understand, I have to be positive because that's where I come from. You and I right now talking on the radio here, this is our intimate hour here, 6 to 7. So I feel like I could pour my heart out to you just a little more organically than when you move on and people, all the people start to listen from all over the country. And then I watch what I say, but I'm very, very careful and loyal to, from where I'm from. I can't stand when people write those quote unquote locker room tell all books. I don't want to hear it. That's not right. That's not right. Right. You're with somebody, you're in a boardroom with somebody, and you have a, something goes on, and you know what? It's your responsibility. Keep your mouth shut. You don't talk like that. So I try to not ever badmouth SNL, you know, but they did do it, but they did a sketch on Weekend Update. And I love Colin Jost, you know, I love Michael Che, but they had one with the Donald Trump children. I'm saying to myself, they did that, but they didn't do the Joe Biden children. They didn't do, if you're going to do the Donald Trump children, then you got to do, am I right or wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong. Should it be? So, I mean, what are you going to do? I get, you know, the media, this was a take of someone very close to me told me this. She was on the fence. Who am I going to vote for? I don't know. She was on the fence. And I heard her and I said, okay. Then, The Savannah Guthrie NBC fiasco, that bloodbath unfolded. She goes, I'm so voting for Donald Trump. I'm absolutely voting for Donald Trump. It's so disrespectful what they're doing because it's constant. And I believe that this onslaught against President Trump, and like him or not, please, somebody, oh, this was the best. Somebody tweeted me, you are boycotted. Hey, I'm not big enough to be boycotted, okay? This show's doing great, but I don't think... I'm not Tucker Carlson over here. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a humble Jersey guy trying to make sense on the radio every morning. Your show is boycotted. Does that mean we've arrived? I think that means we've arrived if we're going to be boycotted. I'm not sure, you know. So you're boycotted. You know, thumbs down. If you know what? Boycott all you want. Go ahead. Because you know what? You're now blocked. So what am I going to tell you on Twitter? But how can they continue the onslaught against President Trump? And it makes even the most casual observer of the media will say, gosh, and that's the answer I got from this person who told me. She said, no, I'm voting for Donald Trump. They're going after him in the meanest way. I've never seen such a vicious assault. But you and I should keep that to ourselves because it's only helping President Trump. I'm telling you. And believe me, after I go through, when I go and I went to see my mom this weekend, and I had to go see Mom yesterday. I said, Mom, I'm coming over. Okay, Joseph, come on. I said, oh, you're gonna come in the house? I said, Mom, you know what? I got the antibodies, so I'm not a carrier, and I'm not contagious. And I said, and I didn't even tell you, is that I went and had another test, and that test came back negative. Remember, I went to the Donald Trump thing in Bedminster. They said, well, you may want to test yourself if you have symptoms. I had no symptoms, but because I'm a hypochondriac, I went and tested myself, and because I was 3 miles from the president, I mean, for crying out loud, but I went back, and that test came back negative. But still, this virus is so insidious. I said, I went to my mom's, and I said, keep the screen closed. Let's put masks on. I'm staying on the porch out here. And I was on the porch. I brought pumpkins over, you know, and we had the greatest visit. Then my brother Richie was there, and it was just, it was the greatest. But it made me, and then as I pulled away and I posted the picture, you pull away. You know how your mom always waves at the window? And no matter what, is that a ritual in your family? She waves at the window, right? We always do that, yeah. Where you come around, you go in the front, and then she'll get to the window, and she'll wave like to the window. And then that's like a family ritual. And then if everybody else is in the house and you leave early, everybody comes to the window and waves. You know what I'm saying? So it was great. But as I pulled away, I can't even hug my mother. I can't hug my mother because God forbid that, number one, I get mad at the scientific community for not being more advanced than they were 100 years ago with the Spanish flu back then. I mean, we haven't advanced. Put your mask on. We have the medicine. The big question is, I cannot figure the reason for it. The only thing is insurance, that they want to keep us down, election. Why don't they let the medicine out there? They're not allowing the medicine out there. Now it's much, much better, but they keep driving this case, that case, cases. You have medicine now. They're really not the mainstream media. And you know, I guess it's all to take down Donald Trump. I don't know, but I don't blame. I really don't want to blame everybody here in America. I blame the communists, the communists in China, the Communist Party in China. They came up with this virus. I know I sound wacky. I know I sound conspiratorial. This virus, the way the molecular structure of it, the way it attacks you and the way it gets to you, and if you don't get it early, it goes right to your lung. This doesn't happen naturally. This is not, you'll get a cough. You know, a SARS-like virus, you'll get a cough. And I don't know what I'm talking about, but I really think this was man-made, woman-made. I really did. I think it got out. I don't know that they let it out on purpose, but once it was out, they spewed it upon us, and they sent it to America. And you know what? Then they say, some people say, it came from Europe. Please, if someone ever did the research, because you know what they did? They sent 100 Chinese workers, and they sent them to the Milano region, and they took over all the high-end designer businesses in Milan, the Chinese did. And with that 100 people came the COVID-19 virus, the Wuhan virus. That's how that it started there, and then it spread to Italy. So you can't say it came from Europe. It went from Wuhan, and then President Trump locks it down from Wuhan to these flights from Wuhan to America. And then people that from China went to Europe, and it came in that way. And then the president finally had to shut down Europe. But it got me mad is that I can't hug my mom because of this virus. And I don't blame anybody. And we should be joining together on this. This wasn't us. And no one knew. And then you look at the timeline. Look at the timeline of what happened with the governors. Look at the timeline. We didn't know what the heck was going on in March. We didn't know. And now we're on top of it. But I tell you, what makes me upset is it's still around. And now I can't even hug my mom. And I don't blame anybody except the Communist Party for doing this. This is a manifesto takedown. And that's what you get when you vote for Joe Biden. I'm telling you right now, more than ever, I'm just so adamant again. You don't like Donald Trump? I'm sorry. That's the only choice you really have. And I say that respectfully. Am I right? You go with Joe Biden, he'll be out in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month or so. It maybe happened before that. I'm telling you, something's up. Something's up. And then Kamala's in there with Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Gavin Newsom, and Dianne Feinstein. I'm just saying, that's going to run the country. China's right there. I'm telling you, right there. And trust me, before you know it, they will dictate to us on the radio, well, you have to put on the People's Republic of China the hour. That's what you have to. I'm telling you, that's what will happen. You think I'm kidding? Oh, no. So you got. So, and by the way, and then I'm watching this. The president's schedule. How this guy is 74 years old. I wish I had half the energy after the Wuhan virus he gets. Look at this. Look at this, from October 5th at Doral, Macon, Georgia. I watched the Macon, Georgia event. My jaw dropped. He was funny. He wouldn't stop. He kept going. He was getting genuine laughs. A crowd's tens of thousands of people. Then he goes to Vegas. And now he's off to Newport Beach in Carson City. Are you kidding me? How? That's the kind of president I want. A guy that when a rogue nation sends a virus to get us, and then it gets to the White House, and then it gets to the upper echelon of the United States military, and they're dancing, you know, in Beijing, wherever they are, the communists say we got there, and then the president beats it, and he's dancing. President Trump is dancing on the runway at the rallies. I'm telling you, if that doesn't stick it right between their eyes, I don't know what does. So I take this personal. I take it personal, and you take everything personal. Tom, Michael's taking everything personal, like in The Godfather. And if I can't hug my mom, I'm telling you, I want somebody that's going to fight the people that caused the reason why I can't hug my mom. Joe on the radio. Hey, we got a great show for you today. Joe DeGeneva is with us today. And you know what? John Iannarella, former police officer, retired FBI agent, is going to be with us. And you, and Mark Lotter from the campaign, and you always at 877-970-2999. A lot to get into. Maria Bartiromo at 640. We're going to jump on her show. And here is Debbie Duhaime. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Did you have a fun weekend, Joe?
You know what? I did all the chores I did. We needed phones. I got the phones. I went to the gym. I went and visited the gym. Make sure the gym is cleaner than my house, for crying out loud. It's great. I got my car fixed. Please. It was like one of those deals. And then late last night, we went to Home Depot because we couldn't decide whether they get the automated alien monster that they have over there for Halloween. We weren't sure. We decided not to, but I went with the... My life. You know? Oh, man.
I love it.
I know. Only me. Hey, Debbie, checking out traffic. 20 after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a ride to the westbound BQE. Moving slowly by Meeker Morgan. They just cleaned up an accident, though. Also, the eastbound BQE that ramp into Cabin Plaza. Watch for some ongoing construction. We're still seeing delays on the Cross Bronx this morning, westbound, heading right out toward 3rd Avenue. And on the Grand Central Parkway westbound at Union Turnpike, that's a car fire. Two lanes remain blocked. Harlem River Drive southbound, heavy through the 120s. FDR Drive northbound, 20s through the 30s. They're doing some construction over on the service road with a rough road surface over there. Traffic is also moving slowly at LIE West right through Jericho Turnpike. Again, pretty busy right through Queens into our Casino Boulevard. 21 northbound building by Market Street getting up through Newark. And watch out for some slowdowns as you take your ride over to 287 eastbound as you get up through Westchester. Some stop-and-go traffic getting out toward the Hutch with a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio, 20 after 6 o'clock, telling you about Relief Factor. We love Relief Factor, relieffactor.com. The father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about it, but it is a big deal that they sell that three-week quick start for just $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. It's only about a dollar a day, but they have not broadcasted much that every time they sell the three-week quick start that they lose money. Is that wild? In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. Check it out. This is huge, huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. Pete and Seth, I know it personally. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible with their pain. And they really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, I'm chuckling because it happens. You feel great, but then there's that little pain that you have. Try the three-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. It was developed from Pete and Seth just for you, for the program here, to see if you can get out of pain. I think it can get you out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com. It's 800-583-84.
A public service from Safe Together NY, Inc. With crime surging, you can take steps to protect yourself. Watch your surroundings. Avoid isolated locations. Replace Long Island State Senator Monica Martinez. Yep, Martinez is part of the crime problem. Martinez voted to end cash bail requirements. And since Martinez sided with Mayor de Blasio to end cash bail, police say 3,000 criminal defendants have been released who committed 9,000 new crimes. That guy the Daily News called a career criminal who walked out of jail after 6 new arrests, he was on the street thanks to the law Martinez backed. And Martinez voted to give criminal defendants more personal information about witnesses, despite risking intimidation in sexual assault and gang cases. So, protect yourself. Don't send Monica Martinez back to the state senate. Paid for by Safe Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or by any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
First Lady has breast cancer and therefore must have mastectomy, shouted media about Nancy Reagan. One doctor immediately called the national news and the White House to inform that breast cancer doesn't necessarily mean mastectomy. One doctor, guess who? Dr. Lederman. In 1987 and today, experienced Dr. Lederman informs and treats women with breast cancer. At big hospitals, 97% of women had mastectomy. With Dr. Lederman, 90% of women saved their breast. To learn about all breast cancer choices, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Accepting most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, call 212-CHOICES for our unique breast cancer booklet and DVD. To meet Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. At 38th and Broadway, thousands treated over decades, triple board certified Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, I'm going to give you the number. You call for takeout at Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Order takeout today. Michael's of Brooklyn's Avenue R. Nostrand. And now, of course, they're close. They were so great. Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne, they opened up. And then they opened up that beautiful, they had a beautiful tent, huge tent out in the back, which was great. And then they said, okay, now we could go inside. Well, everything's closed down now. And I love the spirit of Michael's of Brooklyn. A true Italian-American, you know, heritage. They said, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do takeout. And so they're offering you takeout today. Takeout today. And it's the best food anywhere. Talk about takeout. This is the best you can get. 718-998-7851. We love it. And everything is made completely from scratch, even the sauce they sell in grocery stores nationwide. Check it out, please. You'll see it on your supermarkets all around the country. And I can attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes. And now, Michael's of Brooklyn is ready for takeout today. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Remember, Michael's is takeout only. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Charlie Kirk, weekday afternoons at 12 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, Lordy.
Speaking of Italians, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Joe DeGeneva is going to be with us. Also, Assemblyman Kieran Lawler will join us coming up. And, we'll go to Joe right after. We're going to figure the schedule out. It's changed a little bit because I'm going to go on the Maria Bartiromo show, Mornings with Maria, on Fox Business. We'll do a hit at 6:40, the hit is. So we'll try to work all that out. And always like to open up, and we always have such a good time. And we'll be talking about SNL, among other things. And I'll save it for when, because we're going to simulcast the hit. And Jim Carrey, of course, was great. But I would like to just see some equal time. You know what I mean? Equal time. If they're going to go after one person, then you go after the other. I'm just saying. You want to? We understand. You do some politics. You go after some folks. I always say I try to be as pragmatic as I can. And, I support the president unapologetically. And I just say, but if you don't believe in that, give me a call. We'll put you on the air. And you'll tell me that I'm wrong at 877-970-2999. And then I go to Trey. Hey, guys. Joe, good morning. And Al, good morning. The guys are here. How you doing, boys? Morning. Everything okay?
We're doing just fine.
So I go to church. I go to church, and I go to the drive-in mass. So it's really weird because I feel like I'm going to a drive-in movie. So, and it's really weird. Yeah, you guys are too young, but there were drive-in movies. And
you've been to a drive-in movie before. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm talking about, right? So now we go in, and it's great. Now, I have to tell you, first of all, people are showing up. They're trying to stop church. This is my opinion. They're just plain trying to stop church and take God out of our lives. So, and it's just a minor little observation. So, when you go in, more people are showing up. There must have been, if there were, maybe I'm counting in the cars, two per car. I'm counting the cars, like 50 people, maybe more, 50 for, you know, and it was a Sunday, Saturday evening mass. So, I'm sitting there and I'm going, well, this is great. And it was great. But then I'm thinking, okay, windows up. Masks on if you put your windows down, or if you get out for a second, mask everything. So I go, okay, great. Then, and they're so nice, they're really, really nice that they do this. And I was so inspired by the mask. But then they go, oh, they have a bulletin. The bulletin is like the sheet of paper that you get that tells you all the goings on, the itinerary of what's going on for the week at the church. We call it the bulletin, right? And then there's a missal that you use to kind of go along and with the readings of the gospel that the priest does. So the folks are out there. They help you park your car, you know, like you're on an aircraft carrier. You know, they lead you in, and we're all lined up. And then someone walks over very nicely, and I mean this in the nicest of ways. And this gal's holding in her bare hand the bulletin. And then I was going to lower my window a little bit, take the bulletin, but isn't there germs on the bulletin? I mean, really, so listen to me. If we're going to wear masks, if we're going to go in our cars, if we're going to keep our windows up, if we're going to just do everything, or are you going to pass a missile through the window? Aren't there germs on that? And of course I had rubber gloves on, so I'm sure I was okay. But I said, oh, there must be germs on there. Doesn't it live on surface? And then it lives on surfaces. Then I heard yesterday, of course, it lives for 9 hours on surfaces unless you use some kind of hand sanitizer. I don't know what to believe. So
well,
I
why not make it like restaurant menus? Like when we go to our restaurant, you scan the thing with your phone and the menu pops up on your phone. Why not do the same thing with the announcement?
Actually, that's a great idea. Right? You go to a website and you could just follow it on the website. Yeah, that would be great. But I didn't, respectfully to these beautiful people who are working so hard to make it sure, you know, to ensure that we can go to church, I wasn't going to take it because I'm afraid I'm going to take it. So I said, no. I denied the bulletin out to the window.
Great.
No, that's okay.
No, here's my
black
offering.
Gloves going, no,
here's
that's
my
okay.
offering. I'm just going to throw it on the floor. It's all right. Here, you pick it up.
Lee, can you leave it there? Leave it there for about 9 hours before so
the
germs can die.
I'll be
back in 9 hours after the germs
Venmo.
Die.
Venmo, right. No, but the announcement, put it on the windshield like everybody else does.
Yes, good. This is like a parking thing, you know? That's a great idea. Put it in there. Just put it on the windshield wiper. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. It'll feel like I'm in New York City again. It's great.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So I didn't take it, but we went. But I tell you what, the church was inspirational because a lot of people are going there now, and they're trying to stop us, and we keep going. You can't. They're trying to like drive us down, and we're not going to drive down. You know. So we're going to keep going and do the best that we can. So it's. So anyway, I did that. Then I got. Of course, I got. You know what? I went and I. The satellite XM, this is why you should listen to AM radio 970, because the satellite didn't work. Did you hear about that, Al, on your car? The satellite just didn't work. Like,
you didn't
XM
pay
series,
the bill or it didn't work?
No. It's like pay the bill. So it's impossible. That's when you call a Sirius XM and you need service, you get Guam. You get Guam.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, what do you mean?
Your wait time will be 2 hours and 27 minutes.
Excuse me. You're a satellite company. You can't give jobs to people in America.
Right.
SiriusXM, I love you, but really, you're going to outsource it to some Pacific Rim country.
Sure.
And I can't talk, and they can't hear what I'm saying. And I have to say, could you just talk a little slower? I want to be nice. And so we try to refresh it. You got to refresh the signal.
You want Frank?
AM
Frank
is so
Sinatra?
Much easier.
Is that what you want? What? Huh?
Sumatra. Frank Sumatra. So you go. You know, I couldn't get it going. I'm refreshing. I'm stopping. Get out of the vehicle, please. And then you get back in. I said, I'm sorry. You got to get out of the vehicle. So I'm in, like, parked on the side of an empty lot there, getting out of my vehicle, getting back in, trying to restart this. So what it was, so I found out, was the antenna was busted, I think, from the car washers. Only me. When have you ever heard that problem? Never, right? Never.
Some
no,
guy staring at you while you're getting in and out of your car probably going, what is he doing?
Yeah. No, I meant they could be like spying on me. You think?
Yeah.
So the anyway, it's all fixed and everything's great because you know, I try to listen to all the news you know, from everywhere. But the fact is, you know, the moral story is to please just stay on AM 970. That's all you need. So much easier. You just put it on, boom, and streaming is so much easier. Oh, please! It was one of those weekends, but we did it. And the phone thing. I remember I told you about the phone thing.
Yeah,
I went and got the new phone.
I'm not surprised.
The one with the rotary dial, right?
Not surprised. You wasted thousands again. Not going to work. Watch.
Cursing the phone on the air.
Oh, but Apple, here's my money, Apple. Here's my money. Go ahead, just take it.
We needed a whole reboot on all of our phones, so I went. I only go to AT&T because the workers are great. If you go to those AT&T stores, they're spectacular. It's not like I go to the Apple. Apple's very, very, they're very, very informed, but I always feel dumb when I go to an Apple store because they say, here's the Genius Bar. Because if you have to go to a Genius Bar, that they're telling you, you are really stupid. You are really dumb. Come to the Genius Bar, and we will tell you what it is. And I always felt insecure there, so we very, very simply just went to the local AT&T store. Locally, they were great, and I got all the phones again. And Al's right. I'll be christening Apple off air soon enough with my new phone. But they don't come out for a couple of weeks, so you'll be pleased. I'll be okay for a couple of weeks. 6:33. We're going to break a little early, and because I'm going to jump on the Maria Bartiromo show. Mornings with Maria, and we're going to talk SNL and have some fun. She's just crushing it over there at Fox Business and Fox News as well with Sunday Morning Futures. And you know what? Joe is here, and Al is here, and Debbie's here. Al's got the headline news for you right now, right here on AM. Yes, AM, regular terrestrial radio, 633 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 633. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says New York is creating a task force that will both test and figure out how to give out a COVID vaccine when it's finally ready. He says he wants to prioritize which New Yorkers get to roll up their sleeve first if a vaccine is really ready to go in December. The governor says the White House must have the vaccination supply chain ready so states are not back fighting for supplies like they were back in the spring. Cuomo says New York has a plan that would give a COVID shot first to high-risk populations and essential healthcare workers. New Jerseyans have access to how the state is financially handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Murphy announced the website's launch on Friday, explaining the site tracks how New Jersey is spending federal recovery funds. It's the result of an executive order Murphy signed back in July, which set up a governor's disaster recovery office and COVID-19 compliance and oversight task force. The governor says taxpayers deserve to know where their money is going, and promising transparency during the ongoing pandemic. In sports, Giants finally in the win column after squeaking by Washington. Big Blue won yesterday's game 20-19. Meanwhile, the Jets just can't get a win, going 0-6 so far this season, the only team in the league that does not have a win on the season. They were shut out by the Dolphins in Miami 24-0. Stuck in traffic, WAM's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're seeing some slowdowns on the LIE westbound getting out through Little Neck Parkway. Solid traffic right out through Casino Boulevard. Eastbound BQE, the ramp at Cadman Plaza construction. Traffic is moving solely on the Cross Bronx westbound heading out toward 3rd Avenue. Harlem River Drive southbound on the brakes down through the 120s. Northbound FDR Drive 20s through the 30s. The service road is blocked with a rough road surface and ongoing construction there. Westbound Belt, that's going to be stop and go by Kennedy Airport. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down, getting up toward Main Street in Queens as well. Inbound GWB, we're getting reports of an accident on the lower level, but traffic is still relatively light. Lincoln and the Holland moving okay. Traffic is moving solely on 21 in both directions, right through Raymond Boulevard, getting out through Newark, and expect some delays on 287 North, up by exit 1, over through Edison. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Donald Trump never speaks softly. He speaks boldly. As the voice for the voiceless, defending the unborn. The strongest pro-life president in history. He speaks forcefully, protecting the persecuted here and around the world, and for our right to freely practice our faith. He speaks unapologetically, nominating a historic number of judges who will defend our God-given constitutional rights. Joe Biden and the radical left want to continue the Obama-Biden policies that forced immoral values in our homes and schools, and support abortion up until the moment of birth. They've attacked President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett for her faith. And Biden wants to rig the Supreme Court, taking away our constitutional rights. Donald Trump speaks for us, boldly leading the way. He's never let us down and never will.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald Trump for President, Inc.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM970, The Answer.
We're up. We're up and we're up. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, I'm going to step on the air right now. Al, I'm going to hand it over to Al.
All right.
Great broadcaster that he is, and to Joe Sebelia. Debbie is standing by as well. I'm just listening now, and I'm going to jump on Fox Business, and you guys will simulcast it, right? Just punch it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, as soon as we'll you're up, we'll punch you up.
Oh, I just wish I could use some plastic surgery. I'm looking at myself
you're
in the
okay.
monitor.
Come on.
Oh, wait, get, make sure. You're okay. All right. Alan, Joe, be right back.
You got it, Joe.
Love you guys. Love you.
All right. Thanks. So Joe's going to jump on with Maria Bartiromo. We'll get to him probably. He's probably about 2 minutes away from his hit. So front page of the papers today, you got the New York Post, which actually has the Giants on the front page. Once in a blue moon, the Giants finally win a game against a no-name team, which happens to be the Washington football team. And then, of course, the Daily News, class warfare, wealthier folks sending kids to school while struggling families can't afford to take a chance. But interestingly enough, in the New York Post, if you go in to page 4, talking about the pandemic, and a number of people yesterday in Brooklyn, they stood in front of a Brooklyn nursing home with 6,500 copies of the cover of Governor Cuomo's new book dumped in it to protest his COVID-19 policies. So the number of photocopied covers of American Crisis represents the roughly 6,500 people that have reported to have died from coronavirus in nursing homes across the state, although the protesters say they think the actual death toll is much higher. And this is just unbelievable. I mean, the fact that the governor could come out with a book to talk about his leadership during the pandemic, when he sent all of these people here back to nursing homes to die, is just atrocious. The fact that he is trying to make money off of this is absurd and beyond me. However, as I mentioned in the news story at the bottom of the hour, he is talking about putting together a task force to get the vaccine out when it's approved. Now, we don't know when it's going to be approved. They're hoping by December. If it does, the state is prepared and ready to go to do this. But the governor is also saying, Joe, he's talking about having the vaccine tested first by doctors in the state of New York, so that people will feel more reassured of taking a vaccine. If a vaccine is available, Joe, would you take one?
No, I would not take it, actually, right away. I'd rather wait until we see what the effects of the vaccine are going to be, because I have certain medical history that I'm afraid to just go and take some vaccine that has no
So then let me ask you, you don't get a flu shot?
I do not, no.
Really?
Don't
and have you ever gotten the flu?
I have gotten the flu, yeah.
You have?
I have. I have Guillain-Barré that runs in my family. And one of the things they say triggers that is a flu shot. It's that or trauma. When my grandfather got it, his son died, and he got a flu shot. So we don't know which it was.
Well, then,
so.
I just want to clarify,
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I believe in vaccines. Right. I think they're important, but certainly not without the proper testing on them.
No, of course. I mean, that's, you know, obviously you have a current medical condition, and obviously that precludes you from getting a flu shot. I can understand that. And I can understand you being cautious in taking a vaccine of something that is untested. I would line up immediately. If they said the vaccine was safe, 60% effective, 50% effective, 70% effective, whatever it is, I'd be the first person online to get a shot. Because, listen, I'm a big vax guy. I get my flu shot every year. I've never had the flu. It's supposed to lessen the severity of the flu. And, again, obviously, as you go each year, it's different strains of the flu, and you're not really sure, you know, which, I don't know, whatever year it is, it's this flu, or, you know, another year it's that flu. But, you know, I have to believe that the scientists that are working on this, whether it's Johnson & Johnson, whether it's Pfizer, whomever it is that's going to create this vaccine, it's going to be done in you know, a safe way where you're going to be able to administer it and give or get results, you know, at least 60, 70% of the time.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised of hearing people who have said, I wouldn't get a vaccine. Now, obviously, you're the exception to the rule because you have a previous medical condition. But I'm surprised at people who say, nah, I'm never going to get a vaccine, or I'm not going to get the vaccine shot. I don't think that's the smartest idea in the world. I think, you know, in order to beat this, we have to have a vaccine.
And especially for someone like you, you've had cancer, you've had health issues, whereas you're older, not that you're old by any means, but
you
have a higher risk involved. I'm younger.
Well,
it probably wouldn't hit me as hard.
If this was 3 years ago, I would have had a higher risk. My oncologist has told me that my levels, my white blood cell count is fine and I can fend off any type of infection if I get sick, so I'm not really that concerned about it. But you do take the proper precautions. My wife and I ate indoors over the weekend, probably the second or third time that we've eaten indoors since this whole thing began. And, you know, I felt comfortable. The place that we go to takes the proper precautions. I don't buy this whole thing in California. They want you to wear a mask and take it off to eat and then put it back on again. I think that's ridiculous because, let's face it, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it when you take your mask off to go and take a bite of something to eat. So, I mean, that's just kind of silly to me.
Yeah.
The other thing, apparently Kirstie Alley over the weekend talked about how she is voting again for Donald Trump. She voted for him in the 2016 election, and she said she would be casting her vote again for Trump, you know, for this time around. She said, I'm voting for Donald Trump because he's not a politician. I voted for him 4 years ago for this reason and shall vote for him again for this reason. He gets things done quickly, and he will turn the economy around quickly. There you have it, folks. There you have it. So, of course, as soon as she did this, her tweet trended, and, all of these people were bashing her. So director Judd Apatow said, Shelley Long was way funnier than you. Patricia Arquette responded, well, my vote for Biden cancels yours out. I have done my civic duty of the day. Comedian Natasha Rothwell, I've never heard of her, suggested Alley was a has-been. She said, Kirstie Alley's tweet screamed, I can't read. I don't watch the news. Black lives don't matter. My body, your choice. And I won't say this word, blank wears masks. And sexuality is a preference, she said. Allie responded by saying that she's never seen so much name-calling in my life. I guess I'm not allowed to have a viewpoint without being called really nasty names by what I'm going to suppose are really nasty people. This is what I don't seem to understand. I don't care which way you're going to vote. You're going to vote for Biden, you're going to vote for Trump, whatever. But why is it now that we're in a society that if somebody publicly comes out and says, I'm voting for President Trump, they are viciously attacked by people. Instead of, and you see it all over, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, any type of social media, people say, I'm voting for President Trump, and they are lambasted by people. That you're an evil person. I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm shocked and surprised by the amount of vitriol that has gone on. Not only in the last 4 years with the president, President Trump being president, but even before that with Obama. There were people who didn't like Obama and people who supported Obama would be attacked. It's on both sides here. I don't understand it. Why can't somebody just have an opinion and say, I'm going to vote for so-and-so and here's why, and just go, okay. I prefer to ignore those conversations when people are attacking one another because of who they're voting. You're never going to change anybody's mind on social media ever about anything, whether it's politics, whether it's the type of pizza you eat, whether it's how you eat pizza, whether it's what fast food you like. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own view of it. It's ridiculous to me. You know, Joe brings up a good point on this show all the time.
Yeah.
It's about being positive. It's about that positive attitude and not bringing in that negativity all the time. You know, sometimes I think we need a dose of that positivity. Yeah, it's okay to disagree with people, but when it gets vicious and vile and you're attacking somebody just for the sake of attacking them, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can't stand it. I think it's you know, a waste of time. I don't get it. Joe, I don't know what your views are on the subject, but.
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember being in college and I really would be afraid to even so much as hint at the fact that I'm conservative leaning because they would totally ostracize you.
Right. Absolutely. So Fox Business is back. They're talking about Alec Baldwin doing his town hall, his mock town hall. Let's bring that up and we can listen to a little bit of Joe as Maria brings in.
I actually have Joe a Pistole. Plan.
Okay, great. What is it?
A plan? It's a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something.
Savannah is telling him there's another question, but oh no, it was just a distraction. Savannah Guthrie has a folding chair from the audience.
Saturday Night Live taking jabs at President Trump and Joe Biden's recent town halls. Joining me right now is AM 970 radio host, former SNL cast member himself, Joe Piscopo. Joe, good morning to you. Great to see you. What'd you think of the show?
Oh, thanks, Maria. Great to be on the show with you. You know what? I think that Kate McKinnon as Savannah Guthrie was nicer to Alec Baldwin than Guthrie really was to Donald Trump. It was nice. I wish that Savannah Guthrie was that nice to President Trump during the debate. I thought Kate McKinnon was great, but and it was nicer to see that they were nicer on SNL than they were in real life.
You know, it's funny because you see these skits play out and it's based on real life. But in real life, it's pretty scary to see the bias out there. And that, unfortunately, this president has been unable to get a fair shot from the media at all.
Yeah, you know what? It's so true. And someone told me, Maria, that the more they go after the president and the more they attack him, the media, and they don't do it fair and balanced, if you will, that the more that really, really confirms that President Trump is going to win in a landslide. I'll make the prediction right here. Everybody is going after him, and people who are on the fence go, why are they being so mean? And they're not being fair. You don't hear about, like they did a sketch about the Donald Trump children, but isn't the Hunter Biden, isn't that ripe to do? You know what I'm saying? It was great. But hey, Maria, I got to give Jim Carrey credit, though. He was funny. Jim Carrey is on the money and funny. He was doing Joe Biden rambling on. Then he does Joe Biden as Mr. Rogers. And then when he turned it, Joe Biden into doing Bob Ross painting with the afro, that was knockout, the laugh out loud funny.
And I think a lot of people like to see Alec Baldwin back doing President Trump as well. Both of them together are fun.
Yeah. I know, but why didn't you know what? And Alec, you know, people always get mad when they come on the show, and I go, "Oh, SNL, it was funny," and then they get mad at me. I'm not going to diss where I come from, SNL. But what I would like them to see, what about Wolf Blitzer and Nancy Pelosi? How do you not do that as a sketch? Wolf Blitzer, he was so scared of Nancy Pelosi. Did you see it? Wolf Blitzer, CNN, oh, I'm so scared, Madam Speaker. And she's going, we feed them about the homeless. That was hysterical. I wanted to see that on SNL this weekend.
You know, you're right. I was wondering if that would be a skit as well. Do you miss it, Joe? Do you miss SNL, your days on the show?
No, you know what's great is working live on the radio on AM 970. A big shout out to Joe and Al and Debbie. You know, we got a great team over there at AM 970. The answer, thank you, Maria. You and I doing our live things for the National Italian American Foundation and the Columbus Citizens Foundation. We work live. I'm performing in Pennsylvania this weekend. We're going live social distancing. So the thing is about SNL and how I have to tell you, indebted to SNL like forever. Because once you come out of there, you can do anything. Once you come off of Saturday Night Live,
yeah,
you can do anything.
A lot of stars.
I just like to
You're
see
right.
fair and balanced.
So much talent there. And look at you. AM 970. We'll be listening, Joe, every day. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Wolf Blitzer, got to do it. Thank you. Give my best. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Joe finishing up there with Maria Bartiromo on Mornings with Maria. Okay. Joe, we're back.
Back.
We're
back
live. So.
I'm back.
Good stuff.
Back.
Good stuff with Maria.
Oh, that's right. She's so fine. I want to do my
great.
Wolf Blitzer. I want to do it. You know what?
I saw that. That was very good. That was very good.
And everything's on the clock. I could hear the music, and everything's on the clock. So,
right.
And she, by the way, a thank you to Maria Bartiromo and the great team over there. She's so great. But I really wanted to see someone on SNL do Wolf Blitzer and Nancy Pelosi. That was my favorite moment last week when they got into a fight on live television on CNN.
And Wolf Blitzer sounds so scared. Wolf Blitzer, Madam Speaker, I feel for the homeless. I feel for the homeless. I want to feed them.
We feed them. She goes crazy. We feed them. We feed them. We feed. That was like the mantra for the week, for crying out loud. That I would have liked to have seen on SNL. Hey, Joe on the radio. We're back. And thank you, Maria Bartiromo. I love you. And we're going to go to Debbie Duhame. I love you too, Deb. Deb's checking out traffic on AM 970. The answer.
Thank you, Joe. The inbound GWB lower level accident was just cleared. Still about 20 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland about 15 minutes getting into town. Traffic is slowing down as you head over to the FDR Drive northbound up through the 20s in toward the 30s. The problem is a rough road surface with construction on the service road and 84 east at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are back with a thanks to Fox Business and the great Maria Bartiromo and Mornings with Maria. And we want you to listen to AM 970. You keep it right there. I always appreciate Maria allowing me to plug the show because you're the family, you know, and we appreciate you listening. And you know what I love about being on this, on Salem Media? We're the flagship station for Salem Media. And I'm not like the big national guys. You know what I'm saying? We're just live and local in New York, but you're kind enough to listen all around the country. I love telling you about the military. I love telling you about veterans and how we try to help veterans. And that's why I love telling you about Wounded Warrior Project. Nonprofit organization, okay? Created to help our servicemen and women returning home with the scars of war, whether the scars are physical or mental. And we are asking you respectfully to donate today to help a warrior heal. With your support, they can continue to provide life-changing mental health care at no cost to warriors or their families. $50, just $50, helps provide mental health and counseling services to one warrior. WWP offers a variety of mental health programs, providing critical care to thousands of warriors who otherwise might go untreated. Here's the number, please. 800-900-4997. 800-900-4997. Call today. All right, it's 800-900-4-WWP. Help a wounded warrior receive the mental health treatment they need, please. No one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe and to keep our freedoms. 800-900-4997 or go online to pleasehelpwarriors.org. $50 provides services to one warrior. Again, please, 800-900-4997.
In the history of bad ideas, this is top 10 material. Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis and his Albany friends voted to end cash bail requirements. What could go wrong? Well, police say after Gonardis sided with Mayor de Blasio to end cash bail, 3,000 criminal defendants have been released who committed 9,000 new crimes. After the law kicked in, the Daily News found one guy, arrested six times, who walked with zero bail. Quote, "You can't touch me," the guy bragged. Thanks, Senator Gonardis. Gonardis even voted to give criminal defendants more personal information about witnesses, despite risking intimidation and sexual assault in gang cases. No wonder Gonardis is backed by radicals pushing to defund the police. Liberal Andrew Gonardis, wrong on crime, wrong for state senate. Paid for by Safe Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or by any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and some intervals of sun today and mild this afternoon, high 65. Tonight will be mainly cloudy, damp and mild with some fog around late, low 59. Rather cloudy, damp and mild in the morning with areas of fog, then some sun and a bit warmer in the afternoon with a high nearing 70. On Wednesday, areas of low clouds and fog in the morning, otherwise clouds and some sunshine and warm with a high of 71. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine and Company Real Estate because it's the best agency for you. You know why? Because you could talk to a person. They have an old school approach. I'm telling you, client focused, you know, old school approach. By the way, whatever needs to be get done, it gets done quickly at Calamine and Company for top dollar. Calamine and Company Real Estate. But what I was going to say is when I see sometimes online, I get some of these real estate things online, you can never find what you're looking for, right? You punch it and it goes, okay, here, and you can't. I'm telling you, you got to go to Calamine and Company because there's a personal touch to it. I talked to Louis Calamine. I talked to Louis's dad. This is a great family, the Calamine family, you know? And they specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executives, administrators, attorneys, even at the surrogate's court. And what's most impressive about Calamine & Company is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. I'm just saying. Now, They got locations, offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Why don't you just give Lewis a call at 718-998-1100. I know you're thinking about it. The market is exploding. Now is the time to call Calamine & Company Real Estate, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate. Hey, Joe on the radio. Did my mom just call? I got my phone. She called this early in the morning. I love you, Mom. I'm calling you right back. I love you. I love you. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Kieran Lawler is going to join us. And Joe DeGeneva is going to join us this morning as well. I'm going to find out what's going on. How real is this Hunter Biden thing? And in the name of goodness gracious, why isn't mainstream media and why isn't social media covering it? Why are we being censored? Joe Piscopo on the radio. And we are coming right back at you.